This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, just like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply. We know you're seeing all the Mother's Day gift guides everywhere, and while we usually do some Didn't I Just Feed You version, this year we have the one perfect Mother's Day gift that works for everyone, even our last-minute shoppers, MyLifeInABook.com.
MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns the life stories of people you love into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your gift recipient a question via email. These can be pre-written questions that they provide, or you can customize the questions the way that I did for my mom. Your recipient can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
I'm really excited to be creating a book with my own mom this year, and I can't wait to hear some of her childhood memories, what it was really like raising three kids as a single mother, and how she's enjoyed becoming a grandmother, too.
And when the book is done, you'll have a beautiful keepsake for her and for you, too. You can even choose to have an audiobook created from the recordings. It's easy to sign up, and the process is automated, so you don't have to worry about missing a week.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code DIJFY at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code DIJFY for 10% off today.
Hey, this is Stacey and Megan with another What We're Cooking and Eating Now bonus episode. In addition to our regular weekly episodes, twice a month we give you a real-time rundown of what we're cooking for our families.
In each of these episodes, we'll walk you all the way through one recipe and then list five others. All in, you get six easy weeknight dinner ideas that we've tested. You can use our ideas as inspiration or literally turn them into your meal plan for next week. We shared the links for all the recipes mentioned in our free community, which you can join by going to didntijustfeedyou.com/community. All you have to do is enter your email, which we keep private, and look out for our post with all the What We're Cooking and Eating Now deets. It is currently pinned to the top of our conversation in the message boards in our community. Cece, this week is Mercury in retrograde. It is eating me alive. It is causing recording snafus. How about you?
But we're here. We're here. Well, so I guess, you know, we air these and it's been about a week from the time that we've actually eaten these things,
yes.
Right? So we cook and then the next week we record and then the following week we air. So it was a weird in-between week where we were just starting school. But I'd like to just say for sympathy for me to collect as much sympathy as I can get that my kids went to school for 2 days. Then there was a weekend, and by Saturday night, Sunday morning of the weekend, my older kid was like, I don't feel so good. And by Monday, day three of school, he woke up with 103 fever and tested positive for COVID. So that's how the beginning of school is going. And then my younger one also got sick, not COVID, not strep, but was home for 2 days. So it's been like a weird, like extended summer here.
Yes.
Like, why aren't they out of the house?
Okay.
I don't know.
You win all the sympathy.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, went fishing for it.
Yes. I had that week when school first started, and we must have just not done what we're cooking and eating now that week, because we do it bi-weekly. So
yeah.
But I do feel like everyone's in the midst of it. Like, by now school started for everyone. Sports are starting, clubs are starting, and it's just like ridiculous. And then there's the regular like fall maintenance of your like house or haircuts or dentist appointments, and it's all really stupid, I think.
Living life. So much stupid stuff. So in the midst of all of this, what did you eat this week?
Okay. So having said it's stupid, it's one of those weeks. And I'm like, okay, well, this is a little bit my fault. Like, we have sports going on. So we have football or soccer basically every night. And then there are also like a couple nights where I planned to do things or Brian planned to do things. And so we're all just like basically in and out of the house a lot. So knowing that, I just really planned like easy standbys. I didn't want to have to think a lot about dinner, and I wanted them to be like satisfying and some things that were kind of easy to either like have Brian prep or, and I'm going to share the story, have Ella get started. So it's like a lot of things that we've talked about on Didn't I Just Feed You before, which is also great because maybe we'll link to those episodes too, or to those recipes. So on my meal plan this week, we did black bean nachos one night, and that was so great. And we even posted a reel to Didn't I Just Feed You about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about nachos. How could I? They're so essential.
So essential. And a friend of mine texted and was like, we're going to have nachos for dinner tonight. Like, problem solved. Thank you. Because they saw our reel.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that so much. Like, so much. And then I also made which is like one of my favorites, our chicken nugget salad that we wrote about for Epicurious.
So did you go classic? Because in that article, which we should link to, we also gave a million variations.
Yes.
There was like Nashville hot chicken. There was a whole bunch. Which version did you make?
I did sort of the classic. I think the one that inspired the Epicurious story, which is I did chicken strips. The chicken nuggets that I love were sold out. But I also roasted like mini Yukon Gold potatoes on the same baking sheet. Mm-hmm. And then I did a very classic like romaine salad with tomatoes and avocado and cucumber and shredded carrots and ranch dressing on the top.
Nice. Beautiful.
Yeah. So somewhere between the like true classic where it's just like nuggets on a chef salad and the niçoise sort of idea where there's like the little petite potatoes.
Potatoes. Yes. Did you make the dressing homemade?
No, girl. No. I just told you.
Okay.
No. Sometimes I like to, but I also really like bottled ranch. I know that's a very unpopular opinion, but
is it? I don't think it's unpopular at all.
I ran into someone at my co-working space, and like I was someone who I just met, and we were talking about the It's Corn song, which I feel like I'm talking about with everyone still, even in September. And he was like, you know what else I also hate is ranch dressing. The Hidden Valley ranch dressing is especially trash. And I was like, okay, well now
you were like,
we
now
just met and you're my arch nemesis. Okay.
So there you go.
So there's that. And then the other meal that I cooked this week, well, technically Ella cooked it, kind of. I prepped it, is like what we call like pizza pasta casserole. So it's literally a bag of the like fresh packed tortellini, a small of Rao's pizza sauce, because it's like a small jar. You don't need a big jar for it. Pizza cheese, which we've talked about before, is like the Italian blend of pre-shredded cheese and like mini pepperonis. And you put it in a casserole dish and like bake it in the oven. And we shared this on Didn't I Just Feed You's Instagram a little bit, but I didn't like share the full story that transpired. So this was one of those nights. Emmett had football and Brian was going to take him. I signed up to take a new workout class because I'm trying to figure out new ways to move my body and like do some fun things. And Brian was like, oh, no problem. Like, I'll take Emmett to football and Ella can come with me. We have started leaving her alone sometimes when we have, like, Emmett has football practice. She's 10, almost 11. She's in fifth grade. And we're close by. I mean, I was coming home I won't get into it. Because I think we should do a whole episode about this. But like,
I agree with you.
I feel kind of weird being like, yeah, I left her home alone. But this is the first time where I was like, hey, we're going to be coming back like right at dinner time. Do you think you could put dinner in the oven and turn it on? It'll be like all prepped for you. I walked her through it and I left her instructions. And what happened? And I was like, very clear. I was like, listen, if you need anything, you have to call dad because I will be in the workout class. My phone will be in my locker. Like, I won't be able to help you. So I had planned, it's like not super ideal, but it was like roasted broccoli and the pizza casserole. And I had planned for her to basically put them in the cold oven and turn the oven on. So there was no need for her to be like handling the hot oven. I wrote explicit directions. I took a photo of them and sent them to Brian because he had already left. And I was like, these are the instructions. Well, somehow in the midst, Brian called her. Maybe it was at the time she was supposed to put everything in to check on her. And he was like, oh, no, you have to preheat the oven first.
Oh, boy.
Because, like, in his mind, that's the rule. Like, those are the instructions I've given him. That's what
you
he knows.
You accounted for that. Yes. So she didn't have to deal with a hot oven.
Also, it makes, like, the broccoli texture a little bit different. Maybe, like, the casserole is, like, slightly different. But does it really matter if it makes it safer for her? So I came out of my workout class and had, like, 27 Facebook messages from Ella and like missed calls from Brian. And because she preheated the oven, like Brian told her to, and she burned herself getting the casserole into the oven. And she was pissed. She was pissed.
Yeah.
She was so mad about it. But I came home and dinner was like ready to take out of the oven. So that was nice.
That's excellent. I want us to do a whole episode on this.
Okay,
I don't want you to talk about the experience anymore. I want to know what that was. You ate the pizza casserole and you ate the roasted broccoli.
I made a salad for myself because I was like, I was really hungry after my workout class.
Well, this is what I was going to ask. I'm glad that you mentioned that because how many of those vacuum sealed packages do you use to feed your family? Like one casserole?
It's like the family size bag, which I think is like 20 ounces. And we will we eat that. There's not leftovers of that between the four of us.
Okay.
Occasionally there's like maybe like a smallish portion left, but that's like a family. It's also like a family favorite. There's other pasta nights where we might have leftovers from one of those bags.
I don't think 20 ounces would do it in my house.
I don't think so either. I agree.
Okay, but you could easily double this recipe, right?
I think so, yeah. And then
more
you could use like
more sauce, a bigger pan.
Exactly. Like the casserole dish I use is probably like a 2-quart. It's not quite an 8x8 and it's not a 13x9. It's like a weird, slightly bigger casserole dish. But I think you could totally do it in a 13x9 and two packages of tortellini would be a perfect fit.
Great. And one last question before I jump in real quick and do my rundown. The broccoli, had you already drizzled it with olive oil, salt? Did you add anything else?
I did do some garlic after, like when I came home, added minced garlic and threw it back in the oven for a couple minutes.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Also, we'll talk about this more because we definitely have to do this as an episode. But like, I feel like we broke the seal. Even if she burned herself, she's like ready to do it again.
So, I love it.
Successful. Okay. What?
Nice work. So I'm just going to run down and I'm often don't have actual links to recipes. And this week, all three are links. So I don't even need to talk them through.
Yeah.
Zucchini turkey burgers with sumac yogurt sauce. I riff on this. I don't use the recipe that I'm going to link to, but I did originally. It's just that I make these enough that I don't need to follow it. It's the recipe by Ottolenghi.
Okay.
So we'll link to his site. They are so delicious. And my family loves them. It's pretty much the only way the boys will eat zucchini. And the sumac yogurt sauce is so yummy. And actually, I was running low on sumac. I used most of it, but then I didn't quite have enough. And sumac is about like a tart lemony-ish flavor. So I added Aleppo pepper and a little bit of lemon zest and lemon juice to achieve a similar flavor. I was inspired by you in our last What We're Cooking and Eating Now. You mentioned bean and cheese burritos, and I was like, hell yeah. And I was just going to do my own thing, but I was kind of curious The New York Times cooking section has a recipe for bean and cheese burritos. And you wouldn't think that you'd need a recipe, but I absolutely love my recipe for Make It Easy for quick shortcut refried black beans, which is what I normally do. The New York Times bean and cheese burrito calls for, like, you know, two steps to do kind of a quickie version of refried pinto beans. Mm. And I was just kind of curious to compare them. They are killer.
Okay, but
killer.
Is it the bean or is it something else that makes them just like a little
it's
bit
just, I mean, tastier? I'm not going to talk it through you guys because I don't want to take up everybody's time. But, you know, it's like any shortcut refried beans. You saute a little bit of this and that, and then you add the canned beans. You add a little bit of the bean juice from one of the cans, a little water, and you mash it. I don't like, it's just a very simple recipe that you guys should follow. I told my friend about it and the next day she made just the beans and used it in a different application. She didn't make bean and cheese burritos. And she actually went out of her way to text and say those refried pinto beans were amazing.
Okay.
Take like 10 minutes to make. They're yes. So good. So bean and cheese burritos. Oh, the zucchini burgers and sumac yogurt sauce was served with like a big Mediterranean salad. So there were like, I put chickpeas and roasted red peppers and tomatoes, cucumbers, and like a regular vinaigrette with some dill. The bean and cheese burritos I served with like the last corn on the cob. So sad. And then I made a melon avocado salad. So I just sliced some melon, cantaloupe. I sliced avocado. I drizzled with a little olive oil and also a little, I have chili olive oil from Brightland just for a little spice. And I put that What's the yummy spice that's put on like mango and chamoy?
Tahine.
Thank you.
I thought that was what you're saying, but then you know me, I'm the worst at pronunciation. So I was like, I can see the word. I'm thinking
yes,
through.
Yes, totally.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
I keep thinking tagine because I'm like in my zucchini, turkey burger, sumac world.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just did that and lime juice and it was a really delicious salad. And then the last thing I made was Oklahoma style onion burgers. So Kenji Lopez Alt, he's a former guest. He talked to us about the wok. We love him. His recipe is on Serious Eats. And basically, it's a smash burger, but you pile a ton of thinly sliced onions on top and you kind of cook them, smash them into the burger and cook them with the burger. And it's really good.
And that's what makes them Oklahoma style.
I never heard of this before, to be completely honest.
Me either. I was like, what is that? What does that mean, Oklahoma style? Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what it did. And it was good. And I think you guys, actually, all three of these recipes are ones that I feel like you should definitely like go to the links, go to our community link and try them all. They're all like great. I mean, remember, this was like first week of school, COVID, like the whole nine yards. And I was able to pull these out.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about that. Is Isaac basically still eating what you guys are eating? Or are you feeling like you have to supplement what he has with like anything brothy or like depends on how he's feeling?
He was really only like really sick for 2 days. And well, he started feeling sick on Sunday and that was football day. So he was like, I'm going to live my best football life. And I think that was the day we had burgers. So he wanted all of that. Then on Monday, he didn't feel well. And I think he just didn't eat very much.
Yeah.
But he's been pretty much picking up where we left off, except one of the days he woke up. This was just recently after I cooked these things. He was like, I dreamt about Popeyes last night. And I think that's what I need to eat for lunch. Can I get Popeyes? I was like, you literally dreamt about Popeyes? That's so weird. Anyway,
sometimes so I dream of food too.
I know. Well, that's how impressive my cooking is, that my teenager dreams of Popeyes. So on that note,
yeah, I think that says nothing about your cooking.
I agree with you, actually. Just funny.
It is really funny. Hey, this bi-monthly series is thanks in part to the generous support of our Didn't I Just Feed You supporting membership. So a huge shout out and thank you to them. You can find more about becoming a supporting member at didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community. And if it's not the right time for you, don't forget that you can grab all the links to this week's What We're Cooking and Eating now by joining the free section of our community.
A huge thank you also to our producer, Samantha Gatzik. Thanks for listening. Stay sane and well-fed until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.